Wishing you a wonderful Thursday, and I'd love to hear how you're getting on over this course of these very major global changes that we're having. So a lot of you are in different parts of the world, and it's really interesting. Actually, a client said to me yesterday on the phone that, like, it's so interesting that everybody in the world is actually going through the exact same thing at the exact same time. And, you know, a lot of times we watch different, you know, crises happen around the world at different periods. So, like, we're watching from afar a lot of the time, and a lot of the time these things just so away from our consciousness and away from our thoughts, because they're not really affecting us. And this is a time where it is actually affecting every single one of us. So I'd be really interested to see how you're getting on, how you're feeling. Feel free to text me or send me an email, because of course this month is all about having self-care and better self-care during times of adversity. If you're on my social media, I put up a video yesterday all about literally self-care and how self-care is going to get us through this period of time, and the need for that. So if you wanted to watch that, that's on the Facebook group, it's on my Facebook page, and it's on my Instagram page. Or if you want, I can send it even on to you by WhatsApp or something. It's only about 2 or 3 minutes. No, actually it's 5 minutes in length, but it just gives a kind of an insight into why it's important for us to really look at our self-care at this time. And even when we look at, like, even the measures the World Health Organization and our own governments are telling us to take in terms of washing our hands and taking personal responsibility around social distancing and that kind of thing and staying at home, it is really important therefore to recognize that that's a level of self-care. So that's like a basic thing, and then we've got to develop it in a bigger way. But I won't go on about that too much. You can watch that video if you'd like, or I can send it on to you. Before we start today's teaching, I do want to say that tonight is our soul gathering. So at 9 o'clock Irish time this evening, we are having our soul gathering live on Zoom. The link is in this text message below, so you just click that link at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a bit of a chat and talk about, obviously, the topic of this month, do a meditation, and I will of course pull some cards for you as well if you would like. So I really hope you can make it, and we'll connect together and kind of create some nice energy and energy flow over the next few weeks ahead. We are moving astrologically and energetically into a better period on the 30th of March, so there feels like there's a lighter energy going to be coming up. This week has brought a lot of intensity with it, but there is better and lighter energy coming in, which will make us feel, I think, a little bit more lighter in ourselves as well. So just moving forward with where we are around self-care during adversity, I think it's important that you set up kind of a structure with yourself to check in with yourself every day. I think some of us are going between panic and fear and worry to then, you know, nearly switching off from it and forgetting about it, which is great if we can do that, and then kind of going back and thinking about it. And I think it's important for us to actually acknowledge how we feel. You know, I've been doing a huge amount of readings. I don't think I've been as busy like this for many, many years in terms of what supports people are needing. So I'm obviously trying to offer as much free support as I can to people, and then readings as well at lower prices, just to, because I know people are in difficult circumstances at the moment. And one of the things that's coming up in everybody's reading is that there's a lot more fear in their bodies actually than they're realizing. So it's not even fear of in the mind, because this is where we hold our fear because we're thinking about it. It's fear in the body and how our nervous systems are very, very spiked or sparkly at the moment. So if you imagine touching an electric fence and visualize, like, even if you see it in a film or on a cartoon, somebody getting electrocuted and that you know, that spark going up through the body. That's actually what's happening to us at the moment. So our bodies are holding a lot of that fear. And when we're actually trying to do any deep breathing exercises, we might find that we're not even able to fully take a deep breath in because we're in a space where we're like, the body's just, it's holding that tension and it won't let us completely breathe in and breathe out. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that more over the next few weeks, and definitely more tonight, about really focusing on our breathing. So I would ask you to check in with yourself, but not just check in with where your thought process is, but checking in with what you're feeling in the body, because you definitely, more often than not, are going to be holding that worry or tension there. And this is through any period of adversity, because like I said the other day, you know, other people, or we're all experiencing the coronavirus crisis, but some people might be experiencing the effects of that worse than others. But also we have our other day-to-day stresses and our other day-to-day stuff that goes on, and you might have other crises in your life at this moment in time that are very adverse, and that's more adverse to you than actually this energy that the coronavirus is bringing. You know, I spoke to another client last week and I was asking how she was around the coronavirus, and she was like, my God, that's just like the furthest thing from my mind, because she had so much other stuff going on. And I get that. So really tuning today into the body, and even now as you're going to finish listening to this, asking yourself, like, how is my body feeling? Am I holding anxiety? You know, do I feel relaxed? When you take a deep breath in as you sit there, can you take that in with ease, or is there kind of a tense feeling with it? And this is what we kind of need to look at. You know, today, sorry, I'm recording this on Wednesday, and I know today is Thursday that you're listening to this, but earlier in my day today, I had a client as well. And at the start of every session, I just get people to try and clear their mind, and we do some deep breathing exercises. And when I said to the lady, okay, and just take a deep breath in, she went, yeah. And I said, and take a deep breath out. She paused and she said, yeah. So I was saying to her, you're not breathing in and you're not breathing out. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, because if you were taking a deep breath in, you wouldn't be able to say yeah to me, okay? Because you'd be like breathing in and they'd be like, yeah, you know, because you'd be caught in that breath in. So we laughed about it. But what I was showing her was like, she was in actually a bit of a state of stress actually, and wasn't even seeing that. So that's where kind of my thought really around the body came from. So I hope that makes some sense to you. I really look forward to seeing you tonight. So the link is in your text. Click that at 9 o'clock, and obviously download Zoom beforehand if you want. Bring your soul journals with you. These are on the bundle at itstimeforme.ie/self-care-adversity, which you're on the page now if you're listening to this. So your soul journal is at the bottom of this page. That is a Word document. So I'm hoping most of you have actually opened this and started to work on it. But if you haven't, it's a Word document. So you can actually have it open on your screen when we're doing the class tomorrow, or you can print it out. So you can type into it, which is why I keep it in Word for you. So look, have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you tonight at our class. Thank you.